Hour of the Kevin Miller Show is brought to you by MinutemanRx.com. American families, American veterans, taking care of Americans, fighting for America.
I called Bob and Janie Bergdahl and told them that after nearly 5 years in captivity, their son Bo is coming home.
Fighting for Idaho.
5 years is a seemingly endless long time, but you've made it.
The ethos here, no one left behind, is true. Bo, you are not left behind.
Fighting for you.
And we would appreciate it if you'd stop by Walmart between now and Saturday at 6.
I just want to give kudos to the rescue missions in the valley.
And we would love for people to stop by and donate.
How grateful we are for these people who step up and really help those who are in need.
Voices Mr. Right. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Miller's Mission, as we start our camping experience here at the Walmart on Garrity, stop by and see us. We have a lot of friends in Canyon County. Our efforts here will be benefiting the Valley Women and Children's Hospital, the Lighthouse, or Shelter, the Lighthouse Rescue Mission of the Boise Rescue Mission. Big thanks to Airstream providing our living conditions. In addition to that, yes, Reverend Bill, it's over there. We call it the Big Silver Bullet. And then Team Mazda Subaru for their support. And we want to thank them for the full-page ads in the paper today. Now, you're hearing something underneath me. While I'm talking to Reverend Bill, while I'm getting ready for you, I'm monitoring some national broadcasts. We are expecting some news out of there if that happens. We'll go to it at 580KIDO. We go to our intelligence expert, Carrie Patton, Carrie-Patton.com, a gentleman who has said, you know, Kevin Miller, you don't really want to tell me what I think of Bo Bergdahl. And Carrie Patton joins us today. Good morning, Carrie.
Hey, good morning, man.
Of all the people that we could have talked to, I'm wondering just which way this one's going to go with you on Bo Bergdahl's release.
Well, it's interesting, to say the least. I mean, number one, I am ecstatic that the United States lived up to its responsibilities in ensuring that no man is left behind, okay? So I am happy that Bo is now in the security of U.S. personnel. Even though he's in Germany right now, he's still in U.S. personnel control. So that's the number one most important thing. How we did it is very questionable. I have absolute concerns. I don't know if a negotiation with Taliban was the appropriate thing, considering that we still have troops in country. But I'm also a realist who accepts the fact when wars die down, prisoners are quickly exchanged. We did not hold on to our German POWs forever. We did not hold on to the Japanese POWs forever. Yet here goes another conflict. These are not true prisoners of war that we have in places like Gitmo or Bagram or elsewhere. These are not legally identified combatants based off of the international laws of war. They are illegal combatants. They are terrorists. So even if we wind down the Afghan war, do we have the right to hold them indefinitely or through, you know, some type of judicial process in the international courts? Again, I believe that was my biggest concern on this negotiation and the release of these five high-value targets.
And we want to say hello to the lady in the Suzuki that just went by, Carrie. Sorry, we're at the Walmart here at 580KIDO. Our intelligence expert, Carrie Patton, with us. Carrie, let me hit you with this. The front page of the Drudge Report right now, really quoting from the piece Michael Hastings did where he had access to Bo's personal emails from his dad. Bergdahl, I'm ashamed to be an American. The title of U.S. soldier is just the lie of fools. The horror that is America is disgusting. Resentment lingers among POW peers. Soldiers died searching for deserter. Your thoughts on this public, well, the public challenge of Bo Bergdahl's character?
I mean, obviously I have my opinions of the guy, and I did speak to persons that were intimately close to his case. which included those persons were in contact with members of his unit. But still, what I believe really is null and void, and therefore I'm not going to discuss what I believe about him and his character publicly. Because it doesn't matter what I believe. What I believe really does matter is right now he is going to go through an incredibly grueling debriefing process through the Joint Personnel Recovery Agency. That's going to include DOD representatives and representatives from the intelligence community. During his debriefing, these professionals are going to gather insight that he divulges. And they're going to do their gap analysis, and they're going to fill their gaps. And then they are going to determine at a later time whether or not Bo Bergdahl should be brought on charges if he truly was the quote-unquote AWOL slash deserter in Afghanistan that many believe him to have been. So I think what's most important is we just allow the professionals to do their job.
That'd be a great world, but let's face it, yesterday over 50 folks here. We've got the Today Show, ABC Good Morning America, whatever they're calling it on CBS, CNN, everybody's here. Carrie, you live in the media world. They're not going to let this just go, are they? They're going to try and get this kid. They're going to, even before he can speak English, the media is not going to let them rest, even though the father wants, quote-unquote, radio silence.
Yeah, no, they're not going to let him rest. And to be very fair, I think that there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, not to Bo and not to his family. I think that there's a lot of questions that need to be answered to the families of the warriors who were killed while they were trying to recover him for the past 5 years. And there were plenty of American warriors that died on military operations that were strictly created to recover his body. And those persons, those warriors, died. And that's who needs the answers right now. It's his family. It's the families of these warriors. Bo's alive. So forget him for a minute. What about the warriors that died? How quick we forget about them?
Carrie Patton, Carrie-Patton.com, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580-KIDO. Carrie, Bo Bergdahl could be a treasure trove for the intel folks, could he not, considering, I don't know how many folks have lived with the Taliban or been their guest, hostage, prisoner, however you want to define it, for almost 5 years?
No, that's exactly right, and that's why I think what Bo's going to realize is when he's going through this debriefing phase in his life with the JPRA, the Joint Personnel Recovery Agency, it's going to, at times, more than likely feel like an interrogation. Because guess what? He is, in a way, being interrogated. They want to know exactly what he knows. And I'm not going to say it's an interrogation in the sense that we think of. It's going to be an interview. But it's going to be a very, very tough and grueling, mentally draining interview process.
Carrie, what do you make of the fact that his dad is coming under criticism? I've known Robert Bergdahl for years. He has taken an unconventional approach to dealing with his son. We've got the alleged deleted tweets that are circulating by Alan West and others saying that we're going to get all the Gitmo folks home. We're going to, make sure the Afghan people are taken care of. Your thoughts from an objective intelligence analyst and operator on Robert Bergdahl's learning the language, learning the culture. He told me 3 years ago he learned their religion. And some of their points, some of their issues have good points. In fact, yesterday he said that the Afghan people are a lot like the people of Idaho.
I think one of two things happened, all right? Number one, as a father, he was willing to do whatever he could to help secure the release of his son. And in understanding as a father, he was doing whatever he could. I think he could have been learning the culture, learning the language, learning the appearances, the customs and courtesies and so forth. So when he spoke publicly, knowing that Taliban representatives and these Islamic extremists were listening to every word he said, he might have been doing this in an attempt to prevent any type of backlash that would have been, you know, really hammered on his own son who is, you know, in their custody. I think that's one side of the spectrum. That's what he could have been doing. I hope that's what he was doing. The other side of the spectrum is he did all this on his own without being mentored and without being groomed by the professionals, and he went to the dark side, literally. He, you know, people call it Stockholm Syndrome. I call it, you know, idiotic sympathy. And, you know, just really does believe what he believes. I'm hoping it's the first of what I was explaining and not the second.
Kerry Patton with us. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Does this set a precedent? Kerry, you're a realist. You've been in the field. You've dealt with this at the highest levels. Does this... fear that the press or the critics of this deal are saying that all of a sudden now U.S. troops are going to be kidnapped and ransomed for Gitmo detainees slash prisoners?
It's definitely a concern. There's no question that people should be concerned that this was a potential modus operandi desire by the enemy that we face today, not just the Taliban, but the other, you know, Islamic extremists. I'm concerned about it. But on the flip of that, let's also go back to the realist thing. We've been negotiating with terrorists for decades, and nobody likes to admit that. But, I mean, think back at the Iran hostage crisis. You know, think back during the Contra, you know, with the Sandinistas. You know, we've worked with terrorists for a very, very long time. But, again, who do we, you know, identify as terrorists might not be identified as a terrorist by somebody else. And vice versa.
Kerry, what does this mean for the Afghan war?
Well, I think really what it sets is a precedence that the war really is winding down, and there's going to be a lot of phases in this wind down as troops start to get pulled home. And yeah, I know we're estimated to have just under 10,000 troops staying country up to 2016, but troops are coming home. And now that troops are coming home and the war is, you know, winding down, there's going to be certain things that do actually happen. And that's where I think the American people need to say, all right, you know what? Yes, we released these five Taliban leaders. It's horrible. We don't have to like it. But what we do need to understand is as wars wind down, prisoners do get released. But go back to what I was saying in the beginning. Should they be released based off of international law? And now that they're in our custody, should they go to an international court? Because we really can't try them as anything, you know, in our own justice system. It has to go through the international courts.
Kerry, anything else we should be looking out for?
I think while all this is unfolding, we really need to keep our focus on the veteran issue in America today. You know, do not let this Arizona Veterans Affairs debacle where I believe it was up to 40, you know, veterans die. You know, do not let that go away. That needs to be spoken about every single day. Every time somebody talks about Bo Bergdahl, they need to find a way to transition back into the real crisis at hand, which is the veterans crisis. 22 veterans are dying every single day because they're taking their own lives. That right there is an epidemic, and it needs to be stopped. And if we're not going to talk about it, and we're going to talk about everything else but the veteran crisis, then we're in the wrong.
God bless you, my friend, Kerry. I think we're going to catch up with you at length next week. We appreciate you coming on such short notice.
Hey, you got a partner. Have a good one, man.
You too. Our friend Kerry Patton with us here at 580KIDO. Phone number is 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com, as we try to roll along, we are remembering a Hollywood starlet that provided humor and wisdom as we start with Miller's Mission here at 580 KIDO.
This trial will be conducted according to the rules of the California State Secretary's Commission. And there will be no low blows such as references to age, weight, or marital status. And my buddy opponents will come out typing.
And do you remember that famous voice?
Here's a story of a life. In the crowded Brady household, she stood out as the lovable housekeeper.
Alice, are you all right?
I'm fine. Noisy, but fine.
Ann B. Davis died Sunday in a Texas hospital. A longtime friend says she fell in her home a day earlier. While Davis won over audiences as Alice Nelson...
Are you concerned that some member of this household is planning a secret elopement?
She won over critics more than a decade earlier, earning 2 Emmys as a sharp-witted secretary on The Bob Cummings Show.
No low blows, such as references to age, weight, and my buddy at corners would come out typing.
Davis got her start in theater and returned to the stage after shunning Hollywood for many years to live a quiet religious life. Ann B. Davis was 88 years old. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
And we'll miss Alice from the Brady Bunch. Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, the Reverend Bill Roscoe of the Boise Rescue Mission. We're starting Miller's Mission, the summer tour, right now at the Walmart on Garrity. Thanks to Team Mazda. Thanks to Airstream. Thanks to the Boise Rescue Mission. I'll be living out here in an Airstream, and you're going, oh, that's tough. Well, the idea is not to live on the concrete. It's to raise awareness for the Valley Women and Children's shelter that I want to call hospital for some reason, but it is early. We'd love some cash donations, some diapers to help these young women in need. Also the Lighthouse Mission as well, all under the umbrella of the Boise Rescue Mission. That will be one of the issues that we'll be covering between now and Saturday at 6. And your reaction to the Bergdahl release, the idea of is he someone who should be welcomed or is he a deserter that should be held accountable? 580-5436. Kevin at KIDOAM.com. Yesterday, as we reported at 580 KIDO, his dad said this.
I'd like to say to Bo right now, who's having trouble speaking English, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Zayabayim. I'm your father, Bo. The people of Afghanistan, the same. Khalifa al-Thani.
You down with the Khalifa al-Thani? 580-5436, 580-5436. 621, the sun is up. It's Monday. It's time to start the day with Millie. 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Now, from the Garrity Walmart, it's Miller's Mission on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I'm a prisoner. I want to go home. Let me go. Get me to be released.
I'm coming home.
This is a joyous day. He is now safely in American hands and will be reunited with his family and his community. It's incredible.
I'm so looking forward to seeing your face after these last 5.5 years.
Bo, I love you. I'm your father. I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of your character. I'm so proud of how far you were willing to go to help the Afghan people. And I think you have succeeded.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, joined by the Reverend Bill Roscoe, the Boise Rescue Mission, here at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Treasure Valley.
Is there a reason why you did that?
Well, Miller, you know, we're talking about combat and prisoners of war and whatnot. Just having some memories of the day when I was a young soldier.
Anything you'd like to share with us?
Well, I just want to say thank you to you first, Miller, and Team Mazda Subaru and Walmart and the generous people of Treasure Valley for keeping the rescue mission lights on and helping us through the summer here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this at 580 KIDO. Let's examine the veterans situation, because there's a growing scandal. You have a veterans ministry that you accept no government funding for. Talk about the veterans that you deal with.
Well, we have some really wonderful guys and ladies coming through our veterans ministries program, and we're grateful that we have the opportunity to serve them. Of course, we're talking about veterans who've been homeless, some for a little while and some for a long time. But regardless of their circumstances, when they come to us, they're going to find the help they need to get on their feet, get back out into the community, and live independently.
What is the crisis of the VA, I don't want to say scandal, but the VA crisis in general, not only in Idaho, but throughout America? We're spending almost, you know, as much money as on any other program, and yet we hear about, you know, colonoscopies going unattended to in Arizona. We have the scandals in Virginia. You know, people say throw more money at it. I agree, but I mean, what are you seeing on the ground?
Well, Kevin, you know, after the Army, during the Army, my last 6 or 7 months, I worked for the water treatment plant at the Presidio in San Francisco. And it was run in those days by a bunch of civilians who were, you know, they have designation GS 10, 12, 14, whatever they are, meaning their position, their rank and authority. And I have to say that I was never much impressed with the people at the top end of that spectrum. You know, it seemed like they were just having a good time and drawing a paycheck. And
good time, Charlie's.
You know, I get a feeling that there was a lot of corruption, a lot of, and I don't want to just, you know, point fingers at people, but
now that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, 1971.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, I've been told by veterans for years that the Boise VA hospital was the best VA experience that they'd had, and many of them had experiences all across the country, 2-3 different hospitals, and they all thought that Boise VA was one of the best. And certainly our experience with Boise VA has been nothing, and I have nothing but good things to say about our relationship with them and how they treat the veterans that we serve jointly. I think, you know, like any other organization, it can get top heavy. I think it needs a real good scrutiny and cleaning up probably. But I also want to say that I think General Shinseki did a really good job as our VA secretary. And I say that because when you look at the number of homeless veterans that we have today compared to when he became secretary, it's significantly lower. And when you look at the awareness for PTSD, it's significantly higher. He's really been concerned about the matter of suicide amongst veterans and has put a lot of effort into trying to remedy that problem.
Well, he's gone now, Reverend.
He's gone, I'm kind of sorry for that on the one hand, although he is the top guy, and when you're the top guy and things go south, you're going to get it. And we all get it. You got it.
I continue to get it. More with Reverend Bill next. Miller's Mission continues. Thank you to Airstream, Team Mazda Subaru, the Boise Rescue Commission. We'll have more on that. Plus your thoughts concerning Bo Bergdahl. Are you happy that he's home? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO.
We have some really wonderful guys and ladies coming through our Veterans Ministries program, and we're grateful that we have the opportunity to serve them. Of course, we're talking about veterans who've been homeless, some for a little while and some for a long time. When they come to us, they're going to find the help they need to get on their feet, get back out into the community, and live independently.
Now, from the Garrity Walmart, it's Miller's Mission on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with the Reverend Bill Roscoe. And as the national media continues to report slash attack Bo Bergdahl, we are taking your reaction. You may have other issues concerning whether or not the president broke the law. Apparently, he's supposed to notify Congress to release the Gitmo prisoners for 30 days. That didn't happen. The administration says, look, it was because Sergeant Bergdahl's life was in jeopardy. Does that mean that you don't follow the law? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We continue on with some of the other issues concerning Bo Bergdahl. Quoting again, showing you how a reporter can set the narrative for this story, the Michael Hastings piece in Rolling Stone, now picked up by the New York Post, The Strange Case of America's Last POW. Quoting Bo Bergdahl, I am ashamed to be an American. The title of U.S. Soldier is just a lie of fools. The horror that is America is disgusting. And then you have folks that have served honorably, that have been POWs, resenting all this attention. And then you have, as Kerry Patton so articulately stated to us, you have people that died searching for, quote, the deserter. Your reaction, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Was it worth it? If you missed it over the weekend, we had it. The big press conference concerning Janny Bergdahl, Robert Bergdahl. And let's just say their approach was unconventional. And let's take a listen to Robert Bergdahl.
I'd like to say to Bo right now, who's having trouble speaking English, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Zayabayim. I'm your father, Bo. The people of Afghanistan, the same. Khalifa al-Thani.
Are you down with the Khalifa al-Thani? Chuck Hagel, our Secretary of Defense, said we couldn't really follow the law because Congress is full of a bunch of leakers.
Whether that could lead to possible new breakthroughs with the Taliban. I don't know.
And finally, the man who has been an impediment to the deal, whether at 580KIDO or nationally, Senator McCain, is not happy.
These are the highest high-risk people, and others that we have released have gone back into the fight. That's been documented. So, and it's disturbing to me that the Taliban are the ones that named the people to be released.
The Taliban set the agenda, so was it worth it? Was it worth it indeed?
I think the big issue here is what's going to happen to these five individuals. If they re-enter the fight, then it is going to put American lives at risk, and none of us want that to happen.
Now, they've been told, the Talibanis, if they re-enter the arena, they come on the grid, they will be killed. Let's go to no-holds-barred Walt in Nampa at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning.
Good morning there, Kevin Miller. How are you today?
It's early, but a Papa John's would be great right about now, brother.
I've never seen a pizza with scrambled eggs on it, but I'm sure they'll make one. No, I want to make a couple of comments about this prisoner swap. On American Thinker, there's a fellow named Russ Vaughn, and he's written an article. And if anybody wants to know, I totally agree with Russ Vaughn as to what should be done. So,
We haven't read the article, so why don't you share it with us there, Timmy?
Well, I can't use that language on the air.
Well, not the language, but you know what I'm saying. You're a smart guy. You can't, look, that's nice that you gave a nice plug to Russ Vaughn at 580KIDO, but why don't you just give us your impressions? Break it down for a simpleton like me.
Well, number one, the email that he sent before this went out is rather damning. The fact that he walked out of the wire without his black jacket or anything else, and the number of soldiers, according to Russ Vaughn, there was roughly five or six that had been killed, I don't know how many wounded, to get him back. And he's not real happy with the whole thing. He thinks he should be debriefed, interrogated, and then given a trial for desertion. And if you found guilty, shoot him. That's what you normally do with deserters. But on to the next thing.
Would you be in favor of shooting Bo Bergdahl?
Not really.
Well, then you disagree with your boy Russ.
Well, I disagree with him in the respect that whatever the Board of Inquiry and the court-martial proceedings come up with, then that's what should be done.
Let me hit you with something here before we continue on with Agreement Radio at 580KIDO.
Do right now?
Exactly. You know, the only thing that we know about how he left is allegations made by Michael Hastings. Has that been confirmed? And by the way, let me just say this in defense of Bo Bergdahl, as I might upset some of our great patriots here. If you're a company commander and one of your troops comes up to you and says, hey, do you have a problem with me leaving with my night vision and flak jacket? No. Or yes, I do. But if you want to leave that here, go ahead. I think that guy should be brought up on charges for not understanding the ideas of command. What do you think, Walt?
I agree, if that's really the case. See, there's a whole lot of this stuff
that's we don't know.
Strictly thrown out into the wind, and we really don't know because nobody has really come out and testified.
Well,
under oath.
Hey, that might be like you and your boy Russ from American Thinker, everybody.
Well, he has some interesting things to say. He's ex-military, in fact, from that particular unit. So anyway, the point where I want to go with this, really covers up Obama's debacle at the VA, because this gets it off the news, gets it off the TV, gets it off the newspapers, and they were really thrilled about being able to cover up for Obama, and they're in the process of it. That's where I'm really going with this. Bergdahl will play out. There's a lot of people that are, we don't really know enough to make a decision one way or the other. But if what is being said is true, then we'll see.
Those are very insightful comments.
Very good day. Have a good day. It's a beautiful day. I got one cloud, half a dozen clouds
hey, you're
off
no,
in the distance.
Yeah, you're no Larry Gebert. Thanks. Walt from Nampa here at 580 KIDO. It's a rough crowd here today. We're at the Garrity Walmart, Miller's Mission. Much more coming up about that. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So now we have somebody saying that Bergdahl should be tried for treason. Here's my point. Do we really know what happened? Sure, we have speculation. Sure, we have a lot of bad emails. But let's talk a little bit about the sergeant. Okay, you're a sergeant, and it would be like Willard coming up to me and saying, hey, Kevin, do you have a problem if I leave my post? And I'd look at him and I'd say, well, why would you want to leave, son? And I'd say, why don't you sit in my office for a minute? Then I'd call the MPs and have them detained and sent away for reprogramming. But if you allow, I mean, we talk about could his life been in danger? Here's another story. We're only hearing the narrative perpetrated by folks that have an issue with Sergeant Bergdahl. Who's to say that there wasn't some other issues within that unit? Kevin, you don't know. Do you? It's all questions. We'd like some answers. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We continue on. It is 648, 580 KIDO. Time for traffic. Good morning.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
This morning, I called Bob and Janny Bergdahl and told them that after nearly 5 years in captivity, their son, Bo, is coming home.
I'm so looking forward to seeing your face after these last 5.5 years and to giving you a great big bear hug and holding you in my arms again, never wanting to let you go.
For the supporters, the biker dudes and dudettes around America.
This is a joyous day. The fact that he is now safely in American hands and will be reunited with his family and his community is incredible.
All right, Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO, as we move along at the Walmart at Garrity. Miller's Mission continuing. We do have a shopping list for you if you stop by and want to buy some items to benefit the Valley Women and Children's Shelter. The Reverend Bill Roscoe with me as we continue on. Coming up next hour, Colonel Tim Marsano of the Idaho Army and Air National Guard. He's been with the Bergdahls from the very beginning. We'll get his insights. And again, we've dedicated most of the program to you at 580-5436, getting your reactions. A lot of inflammatory material. We'll get to that. In addition to that, we are undertaking Miller's Mission, thanks to Airstream. I'll be living in an Airstream at the Walmart in Garrity. Also, Team Mazda and Subaru for their undying support, the Boise Rescue Mission for all the good works that they do. Stop by here or any Walmart, really, in the Treasure Valley, and there's a shopping list for you. Buy a couple items. It benefits the folks in need here in the Treasure Valley. Reverend Bill with us as we continue on at 580 KIDO. And Reverend Bill, talk about the Valley Women and Children's County really should care.
Well, people everywhere should care, regardless of where the shelter is, I think. We're all Idahoans. We're all part of the Treasure Valley. We have a need up here in Nampa, Caldwell, and parts farm community out here to the west. I want to say for full disclosure, I have a cold, and I'm on some sinus medication. That's why I'm goofy, okay? I had to get that out there, Miller. Appreciate the opportunity. We want to serve women and children in need, and regardless of whether they're in Boise or they're in Nampa. And the shelter has been busy ever since we opened. We've got more children than women, usually, in bed up here in Nampa. It's an amazing thing to see so many homeless women and kids in a community as small and rural as Nampa is. But the need is great. We want to help, and this community has made it happen.
All right, well, thanks for that goofy update.
That was really goofy.
For some reason, I seem to bring that out in you.
Well, you know, Kevin, it's just something between us, I think.
Apparently.
We both lived in New England.
Yes. Huh. The East Coast, very different world than when we live in here. At 580 KIDO, so we have the Valley Women's and Children's Shelter, the Lighthouse. But really, it was a real-life miracle that allowed you to have these two facilities, because money doesn't grow on trees.
Very true, Kevin. And when the opportunity came up for us to consider the purchase of the Valley Women and Children's Shelter, which was formerly Valley Crisis Center, It was a tough decision because we were, as you know, and most people wouldn't remember, we were in the middle of a capital campaign to rebuild the lighthouse. And even though the price was really, really good and the building was in pretty good shape and would serve our need, it was a tough decision to decide that we would spend $250,000 to buy the building and then another $150,000 or so to have in reserves to open. And right away, after we made that decision, God honored that decision because people stepped up and the building was paid for almost immediately. The remodeling that we did up there was covered through designated gifts. And when we opened, we had that cushion of $150,000 to make sure that we didn't open and close and have people come in and put people back out. It was a miracle, and it has continued to be a miracle. The volunteers up here in Canyon County have been great. A lot of people. Every day that I've gone by Valley Women and Children's Shelter, I see bags of clothing and boxes of things on, for women and children in need that we serve. And it continues to amaze me how generous and wonderful the people of the Valley are.
More coming up in a minute. 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Good morning.
Serving Meridian.